Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in our mini-series is The Heel is More Important, Part 2. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Exodus chapter 17 and verse 11. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. The last day we spoke about the importance of the heel in our life's battles. Today, I just want to stay here for a bit more time to show you how important this life lesson is. In our story, the heel represents the spiritual realm, the place of prayer and praise and worship, where we go to get strength, counsel, and direction from the Lord. I had said the last day that both the physical and the spiritual realm are important, but that one is clearly more important than the other. The thing about this is that the enemy, the devil, knows this. So the devil wouldn't bother too much with attacking other aspects of your life, but he will constantly and consistently try to attack your prayer life. Why? Because he knows that once you can get your prayer life right, you will win. My dear listeners, I am still reiterating life lesson number 2. I need it to take root in all our hearts that the heel is more important than the battleground. Have you not heard of people who studied so well for examinations, wrote extremely well, but their results were omitted when results were released? What amount of physical preparations could have prevented that? There are forces that work in an unseen realm that in 1 minute can destroy the efforts that people have put in hours and days and even years. The unseen realm is the more important realm, and if you will defeat the enemy, you will take the fight to where it really should be. Let me reiterate that both realms go hand in hand, the battlefield and the hill, but you must never neglect either. We appear to be in an era where even Christians are beginning to carnally assume that prayer is not the answer to some things. Please, prayer is always the answer. It is in prayer that you get the wisdom to know what steps to take in the physical. The enemy wants us to think that prayer is not important. The enemy wants you to think that results can come from the battlefield alone. The enemy wants you to put your energy solely in the battlefield. Please reread our scripture. God is giving us the principle himself. As the hand of Moses went down, the battle was lost. May God give you the grace to not let your hand go down. May we never be too busy to go up the hill. May we sustain this knowledge to know that the real battlefield is on the hill. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your word today. Lord, I pray for anyone whose prayer life is under attack. We come against the hold of Satan over that one. We pray for a release of an anointing for prayer and supplication and thanksgiving upon us all. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's Word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.